be part of the conversation, send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
1 minute past 11 here on Adventist World Radio. We are getting into our daily focus feature with Pastor Malpopoe Justin. He'll be taking us through the theme of this week: the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. Signs of his identity. Let's get into it without any waste of time. So, beyond mere acts of wonder, these miracles serve as profound revelations of Jesus' divine nature and mission. Join us as we delve into the significance of these miraculous signs, uncovering the depth of Jesus' identity as the Son of God and Savior of humanity. So we are talking to Pastor Justin. Good morning, Pastor. How are you?
I am all right. How are you?
I am very well. Thank you so much. I hope your weekend was amazing.
Of course, I had a great weekend, not knowing about you over there.
It was good. It was okay.
Good.
Let's get into it, Pastor. But before we get into our conversation, can we start with a word of prayer?
Of course. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you this moment for according us this rare privilege to have life and also to have good health. We also want to thank you for an opportunity to listen to your word, to learn about you and your truths that are eternal. We pray for the forgiveness of our sins. We pray that you may be with us even as we are going to look at your word this particular hour. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Pastor, let's get into it. So what are some key miracles performed by Jesus, and what do they reveal about his identity and purpose?
Okay, so to begin with, the whole issue here that we are looking at when we talk about the life, death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we are simply talking about the gospel. We are simply talking about the gospel. And furthermore, when we talk about the gospel in the Bible, we are looking at four major books, to be specific. That is Matthew, Mark, Luke, and also John. So these writers, each one of them had a report to give about the gospel. And that is the life, the death, and also the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And each one of them, in his own style, had a way of giving this account about Christ. Then, when we look at the miracles that Christ performed, specifically, when we look at the miracles, there are quite a number of them, but I just decided to get into the gospel as recorded by John. That is, from the book of John, we have about 4 to 5 miracles that Jesus performed right there, beginning with the miracle of turning water into wine. That is in John chapter 2. That is in John chapter 2. And we also have another miracle that follows in John chapter 5, where he healed an invalid who was sick for about 38 years.
The life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Today we are focusing on the signs of his identity. Pastor, I think Pastor is back on the line. Pastor?
Hello. Yeah, apologies. I had challenges with my network over here.
I understand. You were still talking about the miracles that God was performing.
Okay, all right. So I was mentioning a number of miracles, some major miracles that Jesus performed. And I said, I'm going to pick on the book of John. Okay, the gospel was given by John. So I was saying the first one, the major one, is one found in the second chapter of John, which is the turning water into wine. And then the other one is recorded in chapter 5, where Jesus healed a man who was sick for about 38 years. And then from chapter 5, we also have another miracle recorded in chapter 9, where Jesus gave sight to a blind man.
Mm.
And from there, we have another major one of the major and important miracles that Jesus performed, recorded in chapter 11 of John, which is the resurrection, the restoration of life itself, when everyone thought it is not possible, especially at that particular time where he raised Lazarus from the dead. I think these are some of the major miracles that I decided to pick from the book of John.
Thank you so much, Pastor, for that. And how do Jesus' miracles demonstrate his authority over nature, sickness, and spiritual forces?
All right. So when we look at Jesus Christ and looking at his major reason, or rather motive and objective, why he performed miracles, you're going to notice a difference between the miracles recorded in the Bible as performed by Jesus and the miracles that we normally witness nowadays. And it is another important aspect to understand the difference between the miracles that are biblical, those that Jesus performed, and also even those that are biblical that are being performed today, and the miracles that are not biblical, because failure to differentiate between biblical and non-biblical miracles makes us vulnerable to believe lies and also to fall into miracles that are not salvific in nature. And so it is easy to understand, it is easy to notice the difference between biblical miracles and non-biblical miracles, just looking at the major objective. When we look at how Jesus used to perform miracles, you're going to notice that one of the major things that he did is that he avoided publicity. Each time Jesus performs a miracle, he is not like many, okay, today whom we observe, that when they do a miracle, they have to make sure that everybody sees it. You know, everybody has to know that they are able to do this, they are able to do that. But when Jesus performed a miracle, he at all costs avoided publicity. But however, because he was still a miracle worker and people were able to notice, the news could go abroad. And so in this, we are able to see that Christ was simply trying to, number one, tell us who he was. He was not only a mere human being. You know, Christ was not only a human being when he came into this world. On top of being a human being, the miracles of Jesus, well analyzed, are able to help us understand that this was God himself, not a human being, because no one, as many could exclaim after witnessing a particular miracle, that no one, we have never seen such a thing done in Israel. So his miracles were there to show that he was truly the Son of God who was sent by God himself. And furthermore, we are able to understand from that Jesus was simply trying to help us understand that when he wants to do something, when he wants to change the narrative of someone's story, or when he wants to perform anything in this world, he does not depend on nature, but nature depends on him. So he is God who controls the laws of nature, and the laws of nature obeys him whenever he wants to do anything.
Hey. Mfundisi, you've mentioned that there are non-biblical miracles and there are biblical miracles. How do we us as Christians, how do we differentiate between none and biblical miracles? How do we see that this is biblical miracles? It was done by God, and maybe we know we have pastors, some pastors, some churches use water to heal people, for example. So they use water to heal people. So how do we know that this is not biblical, this is non-biblical miracles? Because we see people getting healed.
The first and important thing that we need to understand when it comes to miracles is that we don't need to forget that there is a devil in this world, and the Bible has mentioned that especially in the last days, this being is going to perform such great miracles that if it were possible and if time was not to be shortened, even the very elect would be deceived. So we need to understand from there as the first point. Now, secondly, how can we differentiate? Number one, if we look at how Jesus performed miracles, I mentioned to say, when you look at the motive behind the performing of miracles by Jesus Christ, one of the most important thing that Jesus did was to avoid the publicity.
Okay.
So Jesus did not work miracles in order to be noticed that he is able to do this or do that.
All right.
That is one of the most important things. But when we look at many other miracles that we witness, especially today, where, you know, people have to stream, you know, miracles live on TV, where they have to make sure that when a miracle is performed, people have to witness. Okay, you can see to say, many of the miracles being done today, they are done as a way of trying to attract masses to people. But when it came to Jesus, his motive was not to attract people to himself, but he was actually at all costs trying to avoid publicity. But however, since he was a miracle worker, he could still not avoid it at all costs, because people would still, you know, notice, and people would still, especially the beneficiaries, they would still come out and, you know, give a witness of what Jesus had done to them. So one of the major things that can help us understand that this miracle comes from God and this miracle does not come from God is simply the motive behind what happens. Okay, what happens? Most of the miracles that we witness today, they are done to attract people, but Jesus did the opposite. That is the most and the most important thing that we can see as a way of trying to understand and differentiate between the miracles that are coming from God and those that do not come from God.
Thank you so much, Mfundisi. That was powerful. And in what ways did Jesus use miracles to teach spiritual truths and reveal God's kingdom?
Okay, so like I had mentioned earlier, one of the major purposes, objectives as to why Jesus performed miracles, it was simply to show the world that he is not just a mere human being, but he is the Son of God and also God himself. So from that, we are able to see that in performing miracles, Jesus also, performed miracles in order to provide salvation. And we also need to understand that, like I mentioned also, that today the miracles that are being performed, mostly they are performed in order to attract masses, and also they are performed anyhow. But when it comes to Jesus and his performing of miracles, he didn't just used to perform miracles anyhow. There used to be need each time Jesus wants to perform a miracle. So if I'm a man of God, I don't decide when God should perform a miracle, but it is God himself who should decide when he should use me and to perform what kind of a miracle that he wants to perform through me. So we are able to see that in his performance of miracles, Jesus also was trying to help people see salvation, okay, to see this God who wants to save his children from the world of pain, from the world of misery, and from the world of sorrow. So Jesus basically performed miracles so that he can also show salvation to people, so that we can learn that, you know, through these miracles, okay, Jesus is a savior, and Jesus is one in whom we can believe in if we are to live, and if we are to have eternal life.
Wow, beautiful, Mfundisi. Thank you. And how did people's reactions to Jesus' miracle reflect their understanding of his identity?
Okay, all right. When we look at that, we are able to also see that each time Jesus performs a miracle, there used to be mixed feelings. Okay, others believed that truly this is the Son of God who was sent to save the world as a savior. And of course, others, especially those that were Pharisees and many other people in authority who were always against the Savior and his mission, they expressed doubt. You know, I remember at some point reading where Jesus was actually termed to be demon-possessed because of performing miracles. You can imagine that he is performing miracles to show that he is the Savior and to show that he has all the power over the world and over nature. And yet others could not understand and see salvation and power in the miracles, but rather they could simply see a demon possessed. However, Jesus himself showed, okay, to say each time that a miracle is performed, there has to be salvation. And so we have all the reasons to believe and have confidence in this Jesus who saves, in this Jesus whom we read about as a miracle worker, that it is only him who can save us. It is only him who has the power to redeem us from our sins. And it is only him who can help us from every other infirmity according to his will, according to his will.
Wow. To our listeners at home, if you want to be part of this conversation or you have any questions regarding our topic for today, send us your questions on +27 734 703 520. We are talking to Pastor Justine. He's talking to us about the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. We are focusing on signs of his identity. Right now, the time is 21 minutes past 11 here on Adventist World Radio. Mm-hmm. Pastor, we are continuing. So, what role did faith play in the miracle of Jesus? Our network, come on, okay? He's back. What role did faith play in the miracle, in the miracles Jesus performed, and how does this apply to our faith today?
Okay, so one other important thing that we see in the miracles of Jesus Christ and the people that he performed miracles upon, especially those that he healed, each time Jesus heals a person, okay, with a disease, each time he does that, most of the times he could say, your faith has healed you. Your faith has healed you. One thing that we also need to understand when it comes to miracles, if I am sick, if I have a problem and I want to see a man of God who should pray for me so that I can get better and my health be restored, one thing I have to understand is that without faith in me as a person seeking healing, it is impossible even for the greatest man of God to heal me. Because healing must be understood that comes from God. Every miracle that is performed in a godly manner, every biblical miracle, it comes from God. It is God who decides. And God, the Bible tells us to say, can only be pleased as we approach him, if we have faith. So each time God heals someone, he would say, go and sin no more. Your faith has healed you. Your faith has, each time, most of the times, Jesus could speak those words. So we need to understand to say faith, it is faith and faith alone that drives, okay, the healing process when God wants to perform a miracle upon your life. So if you want to be healed, if you have a problem, if you need help from God, if you need healing from God, it is your faith, not the faith of the man of God who wants to pray for you, not the faith of anyone who is to pray for you. But healing can only be acquired from God if you, as the person who wants to be healed, has the faith. So it is only faith. Therefore, we need faith if we are to see God performing miracles upon our lives, it is faith. It is faith that heals. It is faith that heals, because healing comes from God.
+27734703520. That's the number to dial. If you have any questions, Mfundisi is here to answer all your questions regarding our topic for today. Mfundisi, before we wrap up, here's our last question.
All right.
So how do Jesus' miracles challenge our understanding of the natural and supernatural realms?
Okay, I would simply request if you can rephrase the question once again.
How do Jesus' miracles challenge our understanding of the natural and supernatural realms?
Okay, all right, thank you. As we talk about the miracles that Jesus Christ performed, of course, as people from different backgrounds, we have different perspectives, different understandings concerning the spiritual world, and as well as this physical world. But one major important thing that we need to understand with regards to Jesus and the performing of miracles, especially in connection or in line with our own lives, is that Jesus Christ is not just a human being. Jesus Christ came to reveal God himself. And so this Jesus Christ, having come to reveal God himself, he revealed how powerful and how capable and what he is capable of doing in this particular world. And so we are able to understand from everything that pertains miracles and the performing of miracles by Jesus Christ that although we may live in this world, a world that is engulfed with so many impossibilities, a world that seems to be a world that does not offer possibility in terms of salvation because of the things that are happening around, we can have hope that through the performing of Jesus' miracles and many other wonders that he worked, that he did, we can have hope. We can have, you know, that understanding and knowledge to say we can still be saved if we believe in Jesus Christ. Heaven is real. In as much as this world is real, we need to understand that there is a heaven that God promises us through the Bible. So if Jesus existed in this world, as we read in the Bible, and he performed these great miracles, another component, another thing that he was to reveal, that he revealed to us, is that he came to introduce to us, to help us understand the reality of heaven. The heaven that he is promising us, that if we remain faithful and steadfast to him, we are going to inherit.
Pastor Justin, thank you so much for allowing us to speak to you today. We are continuing tomorrow. I hope our listeners at home will get in touch with us as soon as they hear your voice tomorrow. I'll make sure that they join us tomorrow, and then they will have questions for you. But for today, this is how we end our conversation. Thank you so much, Pastor.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a blessed day.
Have a blessed day. But before I let you go, can we please wrap up with a word of prayer?
All right. Thank you so much. Let us pray together. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace and your kindness upon our lives. As always, we want to pray that, Lord, may you help us to understand and interpret your word of truth, your eternal word of salvation. We pray that you may bless the understanding of your word into our minds. Help us to assimilate your word. Help us to contemplate upon your word moment after moment, and help us to benefit salvation-wise from your word as we learn moment after moment. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen, amen and amen. Thank you so much, Pastor.
Thank you so much.
All right, here to our listeners at home, that was Pastor Justin Mulpopwe talking to us about signs of his identity. Listen, ekhaya lapho. To my listeners, lalel, tomorrow we continue with our daily focus feature. So this week we are focusing on the life, death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The time is 28 minutes past 11 o'clock Central African time here on Adventist World Radio. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we're getting straight to our devotional series. We will be talking to Pastor Nomage Use Claire Mulamfu. Sister Claire Mulamfu. She will be giving us a devotion for today. But for now, let's take a short break. When we come back, we continue with our program for today.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.